I like me the most. 5-day seminar for 7 youngsters here on campus in University of Healing, Campo, California. Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean, presiding. This is lecture 2 out of 15 lectures. To handle myself, I use my head. To handle others, I use my heart. How does it mean to handle myself, I use my head, and to handle others, I use my heart? We are expected to have a certain amount of wisdom and a certain amount of intelligence in our heads. And when we're dealing with ourselves, we're dealing with everyday activities, and we make decisions whether we shall do something or not. There are judgments, and it is true that we shy away from making judgments. And it's true we shy away from possessing things and from being touched by things. But that is part of our universe. That's part of our world that we are in. And we want to learn to be master of the circumstances wherein we might be touched, we might judge, and we might be possessed of things. Now, in that we use our head. In that we use our imagination. We use our dream quality. In that we say to ourselves, I am that I am. I am the creator of my world. In speaking to one of our young students today, she was saying she wanted to do better in school. And I said, well, it's up to you. Are you willing to play the game? If you play the game and say, I am not very good in school, I don't get good grades, my teacher doesn't like me, I don't like the courses, you're just piling yourself up for a failure. Because you're saying you don't like the very things that you would like, that you would like to be proficient in. Now, truly, if you were successful in mathematics, successful in English and grammar, and successful in languages, successful in everything you did, you would like it because you like whatever you are successful in, and you are successful in whatever you like. Now, this is a head thing. And so when we start realizing that we have to put a cause in motion to begin to like something so that we can indeed be a success at it, then we put the cause intellectually into motion. We say, I know that I know that I know God in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine wisdom within me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the ultimate wisdom of all the universe in me is revealing itself through me now in the understanding of all things that I'm doing. Now, whether we say God, whether we say divine, whether we say the isness, whether we say the allness, it makes little difference. The only thing that makes any difference is that we say it, that we put the cause in motion. Now, we've been putting the cause in motion, saying, I can't do it, I don't like it, it's no fun, and we've been reaping that harvest. So now, with our head, we put the cause in motion to say that I do like it. I am a success in every course I take. Every course I take is a delight, is a thrilling experience, is exciting and wonderful. And then, as we take the courses, they are just what we put in motion for ourselves. Delightful, thrilling, exciting, wonderful. And we are that fabulous, successful being who is experiencing it right now. Think about it. Okay, now, what about this other part here that says, to handle others, I use my heart? We have a little mini pincher here, and the mini pincher came to us as a tiny little baby, but we thought we would give him the name that the breeder gave him, which was King, a little mini pin that was called King. Well, instantly, the little mini pin lived up to his name of King. He took over the rule of everything and everybody, and he told the other animals here that he was the boss. He told the cats he was the boss. He told everybody, hey, I am it. Get with it. Understand me. Well, as he did this, no one liked him. He was put aside, and he wasn't taken places like the rest of them were because he was not pleasant to have along. And so I said, hey, we're making a mistake here. Let's change his name from King to Little Love. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. What a difference a name makes. So we changed his name to Little Love. Everyone didn't instantly change it. They kept calling him King because they were familiar with that. But I called him Little Love, and many others did too. And little by little, he began to express that loving nature that Little Love was. And today, one of our young people from Switzerland, visiting, has been playing with Little Love, and the two at first had a little feisty contact, because each of them were just a little bit out of balance. Their hearts were not quite warmed up to being loving. And then the girl decided, I'm going to like that dog. And so she took him lovingly, gently into her heart, touching him, blessing him, giving him all the feeling that she really cared. And Little Love melted. And Little Love did everything he could to be near this little girl. He wanted to be in her arms. He wanted to be around her. He just felt so good. And when she would hold him on her lap, no one else could do this. No one, he would not stay on anyone's lap more than 2 or 3 minutes, and then he had to be off somewhere. But with her, he just snuggled in there as though that's home. And the two of them learned a lesson. Well, that was a lesson with a dog. Well, the little girl has a dear enemy at school. And this enemy has been on her back for quite a number of years and has bothered her quite definitely. And so she said, what can I do? And I said, well, a little love goes a long way. I said, to handle others, use your heart. To handle your relationship with others, use your heart. And she said, but I don't like her. And she says, and she's a little chubby, and she's nobody else likes her. And I said, of course. She's after you like she's after everybody else. She's not picking on you personally. She's just picking on everybody because everybody's picking on her because she is a little rascal of a person. Now, here's a suggestion. You could go up to her and say, Natasha, that's her name. Natasha, I love you. And then leave. Don't wait for her to be surprised or remark. Just leave. And then later, same day or later, another day, go up to her and say, Natasha, you're the nicest person. I'm so glad you're my friend. And then leave quickly. Don't wait for a response. And do this for a number of days. And watch as Natasha melts into your arms. As the anger she had against herself for being a little chubby and not having friends melts. And she says, hey, you are my best friend. You are my best. It has to happen. You see, when we deal with our head, that's one thing. We think of all the intellectual reasons why she's a nonsensical person and undesirable totally. But when we deal with our heart, we love and we open the door for a relationship which is absolutely fantastic, a relationship which is warm and friendly and kind and loving. And we do it. And we do it. All of us can think of many circumstances where we have done this, where we have just by a few gentle words turned wrath away and brought forth love and kindness and caringness. By just a few loving words, we have sent a relationship that had been eternally bad into a relationship that warmed up to become eternally good. When we use our heart, we do not look for reasons why we're doing it. We do not look for judgments of why we're doing it. We do not look for a purpose in it, that we're going to be nice to that person. No, we aren't. We're going to be nice to ourselves. Everyone who's in our world, we want to have as our friend. Everyone who's in our world, we want to enjoy their company, not be uptight with their company. Everyone who's in our world, we want to smile upon and hug and kiss them and say, I love you. My gosh, you're thinking of all the people you don't want to hug and you don't want to kiss and you don't want to love. Well, stop it. Stop it. Because within every person is the divinity, just like it's in you and I. Within every person is the divinity, and we want to call forth that divinity. We want to let them shine. Maybe they'll never become our bosom buddy. Maybe they'll never become our personal devoted friend, or we theirs. But perhaps we will give them, with our love, a new attitude about themselves that says, hey, somebody out there does like me. somebody out there does care. Maybe they're just putting on a game. Maybe they're just pretending. But they do like me. Maybe, but they like me. Oh, and then they stop saying maybe, and you stop saying maybe. And you love them just because you are you. You are the lovable, joyful, fabulous person that you are. And being the loving, joyful, fabulous person that you are, you love yourself. You love everyone in your world. You love everything because that's who you are. And that's all that matters. It's up to us how we live our life. We can live our life in our head. And living our life in our head is a perfectly suitable way to do it. It's a logical way. But the divine does not stand on reason and logic. Our reality does not stand on reason and logic. There's no reason for someone to all of a sudden turn from being a miserable, hateful person to being a loving person just because you said to them, "Hey, that's a nice pair of shoes you got there." And the next day, "Hey, I wish I had your good taste. Everything you wear looks good on you. Get out." "Hey, I love you." Aww. You see, the intellectual part of us would never allow for that. The pride would never allow us to do that. We would be too much out of it to personally put ourselves on the block of maybe being rejected, of maybe not being loved. But we don't do it because we want to be loved. We do it because we are love. We do it because it is a principle. You put the cause in motion, the cause in motion, the cause in motion, and the result happens. It's not because the cause is right or wrong. It's because you put a cause in motion. And the principle you put in motion of love, love begets love. Joy begets joy. Peace begets peace. Everything that we do is so wonderful and so fabulous and so glorious. It's up to us how we're going to respond to it. Do you want to respond to it today in the peace and joy and love of your heart? Or do you want to not get the best and the most out of life? And it seems that some people don't want to get the most out of life because they're not even willing to give a little bit. But give. Give just a little bit. And then you'll find it's so much fun giving, you'll give a lot more and a lot more until you are a flowing stream of love. A flowing stream, a waterfall, bubbling over the edge of the hillside, bouncing down the creek bed, dropping into a pond on the bottom, splash, and then bubbling on again and again on its way out to the sea and returning, however it may, back to that pond again. Open your heart, open your eyes. I know I'm opening mine, and I know that it works so beautifully. To handle myself, I use my head. To handle others, I use my heart. Join with me this day in using your heart to have the most exciting adventure life could ever give to any of us. I love you. I love you. I love you.